The Warriors and Rockets squaring off in Game 4 of the Western Conference semifinals, a Monday night matchup in Houston with Kevin Durant helping lead the attack. He would finish the night with a team-high 34 points to go with 7 rebounds. Stephen Curry pushing the pace throughout while delivering 30 points with 8 assists. Klay Thompson adding 11 points and 7 boards to the effort, as Draymond Green showing strength all evening on both ends, finishing with 15 points and 10 rebounds as the Warriors battle to the end, yet the Rockets tie the series 2-2 with a 112-108 victory.
I thought we played plenty hard enough, but I think, you know, force has to be accompanied by poise, and felt like we were in a rush offensively all night. And you know, we're at our best when we got a bunch of playmakers out there and the ball's moving, and we're attacking, but with the idea that and we're going to get great shots. And I didn't think we got great shots for much of the night. I thought we were just in a rush to create pace, which, you know, the pace is good, but we've got to get better shots, and we're definitely capable of that. We got to be more poised, and that has to be a focus.
Coach, Steph was Steph was more aggressive tonight, but he still missed 10 three-pointers, and Klay was struggling from the three-point line. Is it? Do you think it is the Rockets' defense, or are they just having some trouble getting going?
I'm just going to revert to what I just said. You know, when you're not poised and you're taking quick shots, and you're not searching for great shots, then you're not going to shoot the ball as well. So they both had some good ones, but they both had plenty of forced shots. And so we were in a rush, and that got us a little out of sorts. And we made an amazing comeback, and our guys were fantastic, fighting to get back into the game, had a chance to tie it at the end. But again, for 48 minutes, I didn't feel like we executed very well in terms of keeping our poise and trying to get great looks.
Do you think that the isolation nature of the offense in the series with all the switching is impacting Klay's game at all, and is there any way to get him going considering that style?
If we show poise and patience and look to go from quick shots to great shots, then it'll help everybody, including Klay. I'm going to keep repeating the same thing. So come up with a different question, please.
What's up with Klay? I'll ask you about something a little different. When they play Tucker at the five and four guards, what challenges do those lineups present you guys?
Well, it puts one more three-point shooter on the floor. And they did that more tonight than they have in the first few games. And obviously, you know, it's a challenge to guard the three-point line when they've got five of those guys out there, and they took 50 of them tonight, and that's how they play. And so you've got to be disciplined, and you've got to keep playing when they do make some, with the idea that you know, you stay in the game, you keep playing, you keep putting pressure on them, and there's going to be plenty of opportunities to make a push and make a run. Again, as long as you stay. Stay focused and continue to grind away. But I thought they were great. You know, they played really hard. They had their crowd behind them, and you know, again, they did what they had to do. You know, winning their two home games.
Steve, you've been dealing with Harden since 2015. Is this the most aggressive you've seen him be? The most efficient?
He's always been pretty good. I don't. You know, it's hard for me to look back and compare from one year to the next because, you know, last year he was the MVP in a 7-game series. He's tough to handle, obviously. He's a great player and has a, you know, a lot of ways to score and get to the rim. And so we've just got to stay with it. But, you know, I think we've done this plenty of times, so we know what we have to do.
Steve, to your left. It seemed like in the fourth quarter, after makes, Draymond was really pushing on the in transition, even after they hit a three or something. So is that something you emphasize in the timeout?
We like to play with that pace. Obviously, the Rockets play a much slower pace than we do, so it's important that we continue to push the ball, and Draymond did a really good job of that tonight.
Hey, Steve, slightly to your left. You've talked about intensity and you used the word force, and I assume a lot of that is just a mental approach, but how hard is it simply to match their physicality just with the way a lot of guys are physically built on that Rockets team?
Yeah, they got a lot of middle linebackers on that team. They're sturdy, and we look like more like volleyball players, long and lean. But we've done this many times before, and we've played all kinds of different teams, and everybody tries to be physical with us, and because they should. That's the best way to try to beat us. So Houston's very physical. They're very good. But I'll go back to it again. We know what we have to do.
Andre Iguodala played tonight.
Andre's always great. One of the smartest players I've ever been around. We ask a lot of him in terms of guarding James and Chris. So he wasn't his best game, but he always makes a big impact.
Steve, right here in front, you talk about the pace of play that you guys play compared to the Rockets, and then you talk about rushing shots on the offensive side. Is that something you picked up on extremely early tonight, or you just saw it more through the course of the second quarter into the third quarter?
No, we picked up on it early and talked about it throughout the game.
Steve, to your left, Houston have played you guys as tough as anyone in the last couple of years. Great series last year. This one's very compelling too. Obviously, your main focus is to win, but are you enjoying this battle, your tactical battle with Mike, seeing your guys compete
yes.
with their guys?
I love this. I do. This is, are you kidding me? To be able to coach basketball in the NBA and the greatest players in the world and to be part of this competition, it's amazing. So much fun.
Can we start the night wondering a little bit about, what the Warriors would like to do? Cut back on the offensive rebounds, still not to where they want to go. They prevented second chance points, as we mentioned a moment ago. It hurt them with time
right.
in the fourth quarter. They played at times with the force and the effort that we want to see them play with. They got Steph Curry going, could not get Klay Thompson going.
This is one of those games, Tim, where you look back as a player, and you say, gee, this shot that I missed in the second quarter, this layup that I missed in the fourth quarter here, the putback, the offensive rebound I allowed them to get, all those little things, and yet the Warriors had a chance to tie it with that last possession. A good look from Kevin Durant. I thought it was going in. You thought it was going in. And then Stephen Curry, not as good a look, but shots that we've seen him make,
right.
Especially when they're pressure shots. But a couple of things. To end the third quarter, it's a 7-point deficit, and it went back to 9 because of a backdoor play and a layup on Jordan Bell. That's when you want to protect the basket, keep the ball outside, make him take a long shot, and that was a breakdown, and it really hurt because then all of a sudden they're up by 9 entering the fourth quarter. Missed layups, you could point to a lot of different people. Sean had a real easy layup. He'd make that thing 99 out of 100. He missed that. But the ultimate thing, defensively in the fourth quarter, the Warriors' defense was terrific. Held them 8 of 26 and 1 of 12 from 3. And they challenged. Yes, there were some open shots that were missed, but they challenged and played so much better defensively, holding them to 19 points. But it's tough to beat a team when you allow them to make, overall, 9 more threes. And that's your minus 27 in three-pointers, in points off three-pointers.
And I think, Jim, going back to what we talked about way back in the pregame show, I think the Warriors can generate more three-pointers against the Rockets, who are, incidentally, they were second best in opponent three-point percentages.
Yes.
What does that tell you? They challenge shots.
Yes, they do.
They contest shots. So to me, to get those open looks, you got to do what Draymond Green was doing. Push get the ball up the floor.
They were so much better.
Yep.
And in fact, tonight, 22 fast break points and kind of evenly dispersed second half and first half. It did a much better job like that, and I think they've got to create a better tempo here, and it's going to get Stephen Curry more open shots and get Klay Thompson open shots. And by the way, second half he had some really good looks. If just one of them goes down, it's a whole different thing at the end of the game.
And by the way, you got to tip your hat to James Harden. He didn't score as many points tonight, but I just thought he controlled things tonight on the offensive end for Houston. He was under control. He could go wherever he wanted to go. He'd get whatever kind of shot he wanted.
Yes.
And I thought he was really, really good. He and Draymond got tangled up again. So now I guess they're even, I guess, in one sense. Draymond got whacked in the head, and Draymond inadvertently got him in the eye in the game one. But I just thought Harden was really, really good tonight.
Tim, he really was. He had 20 second-half points, by the way, as did Kevin Durant. And Harden, for a while there, this is the best I've seen him. Actually, maybe the best I've seen him play against the Warriors because he was very efficient. Yeah, he's going to miss a lot of shots, but when the Warriors were trying to come back in, he wouldn't allow them, and he put on a basketball clinic offensively, an offensive clinic on how to take an opponent apart. And he did it on several different defenders. It was Thompson. It was Iguodala. It was Durant. He worked against all the defenders, and he controlled the outcome of each of those plays there, scoring outside and inside. He ended up tonight 6 of 17 from 3, but he hit some clutch ones when they needed it coming down the stretch.
So, Jim, we go back now to Oakland, and we go back for Game 5, what the Warriors were hoping would be a closeout game, but it's not. It's a game for them to recapture home court, if you will,
yes,
and to put some pressure on the Rockets. If you were to, channel your inner Steve Kerr for a moment, what do you think?
Well, I would just say, okay, we're home. You want to protect that, but you've got to come out at the start of the game ready to play with the kind of force and the kind of intensity defensively that the Houston Rockets are giving and showing. You can't come out. You've got to be really sharp, just like it's the fourth quarter in a tight game. And the Warriors haven't done that, so they got up to a very slow start tonight, and it really hurt them. And I just think that their defense has to be like it was in the fourth quarter. They've got to play better defense at the start of the game, and it's going to help their offense. As I've said before, when you play intense defense, it leads to instant offense. And it's so true with this Warriors team.
Well, first time the Warriors have lost a playoff game where both Kevin Durant and Stephen Curry have scored 30 apiece. They were 3-0 in such games coming into tonight, and they have dropped it tonight. So Game 5 should be a real fun contest.
Yes.
You go to Warriors.com and find out for ticket information, see what's available there. You can listen to us. You can bring your radio to the game and listen on the in-house broadcast, 87.8 FM, 7 o'clock with a pregame show, and, of course, 7:30 with the tip.
I will say this, Tim. I didn't mention this. In the fourth quarter, with 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go, it was an 8-point game, 104-96, and that's when Draymond drove on Austin Rivers, tried to get the angle there, dribbled it off his foot out of bounds. And then he came back a minute later. They made a stop. He got the ball, and he did not see them coming from behind. They picked him clean, and they scored and made it a 10-point game, 106-96. So two successive possessions, the Warriors did not get shots.
And they had missed three in there, too. Klay Thompson missed a three in that stretch, too.
Two times in a row, and instead of being an 8-point game even, if you don't do that and miss shots, it became a 10-point game. But if you make a shot, it's easily then maybe a 6-point game or a 5-point game, and then you've got over 4 minutes to go.
Well, the Warriors got down to the final 11 seconds of the game. They had a wide-open look for Kevin Durant,
yep,
and a look from the left wing from Curry. Neither could go down. Now, the Rockets, who for a good chunk of the night outplayed the Warriors. In the fourth quarter, the Warriors were stiffening. I think the Rockets tried to close the game instead of win the game. They shot 1 of 12 from 3 in that fourth quarter.
Yep.
I got a little bit on their heels, but both very, very good teams, and I expect another great game on Wednesday night, and then, of course, back here Friday for Game 6.
Yeah, we definitely have to come back to Houston.
Absolutely. More flight miles and more time for you to bother me on the flight. Can't wait for that.
Thank you, Tim.
All right.
And throughout this playoff series against the Rockets, for extended audio coverage, download or stream the official Warriors podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts by searching Golden State Warriors to subscribe and get the latest. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.